From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he wants a review of military security following an incident where a gunman attacked a Chattanooga Navy Marine Reserve Center, killing four Marines and a sailor earlier this month. Carter, in a memorandum, says service secretaries need to develop plans that include the option of armed personnel. Navy Captain Jeff Davis is a Pentagon spokesman and says potentially they're talking about a lot of facilities.
This is recruiting stations, ROTC units, and reserve centers, and there are about 7,000 of these throughout the United States.
Generally, military personnel do not carry weapons at recruiting centers and bases, though commanders can arm qualified individuals for security, law enforcement, and other duties. The gunman, Mohammed Youssef Abul Aziz, drove through a gate in his car and then opened fire. Jurors considering the fate of the gunman who killed 12 people at a Colorado movie theater in 2012 began deliberating today and will be back in court on Monday. The same jury that convicted Aurora theater shooter James Holmes will now have to consider the death penalty as an option, in which case they will hear from additional witnesses. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has more.
In her closing arguments, public defender Tamara Brady told jurors giving James Holmes the death penalty won't solve anything.
Nothing we do will bring back those who died or heal the wounds of those who were injured.
She said all the psychiatric experts believe that Holmes has a serious mental illness, even the court-appointed experts who said he was legally sane. The district attorney, however, warned jurors against allowing the gunman to use mental illness as a shield against the death penalty. If jurors decide to continue the sentencing hearing, they'll hear from victims and their families before delivering an ultimate verdict. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
Tomorrow, the Obama administration will unveil a pilot program that allows some prison inmates access to federal Pell Grants to pay for college classes. NPR's Gabriella Emanuel reports one Republican congressman is already taking steps to block the administration's plan.
Prisoners are legally barred from receiving Pell Grants, but there's also a law that allows the administration to waive certain rules for experimental programs. Congressman Chris Collins of New York has introduced a bill to stop the Pell Grant experiment before it starts. He says helping prisoners pay for college sends the wrong signal.
If you break the law and go to jail, you can get a free college education. That's just fundamentally a message that I cannot condone.
Collins introduced a similar bill last year when New York Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed using state funds for prison education. Cuomo later abandoned the plan. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.
An official with the International Monetary Fund says the agency will make no further contributions to Greece in terms of another bailout. That's until the country and its creditors make difficult decisions on economic reforms. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 5 points today. You're listening to NPR. An icebreaker owned by oil giant Shell has retreated after a showdown with environmentalists dangling from a Portland, Oregon bridge. Activists on the St. John Bridge and in kayaks on the water below it sought to block the icebreaker from heading to the Arctic to prepare for a drilling operation there. Environmentalists are opposed to Shell's plans to begin exploratory drilling in the Arctic off the coast of Alaska. A federal judge in Alaska has now ordered Greenpeace to pay a fine of $2,500 for every hour the vessel is blocked. Authorities, meanwhile, have been trying to remove the demonstrators. Legal battle between the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and the National Football League is moving from Minnesota to New York. The NFL Players Union is suing to overturn Brady's four-game suspension for his alleged involvement in the so-called Deflategate scandal. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
It wasn't a surprise the Players Union filed the suit against the NFL in Minnesota. Minnesota-based U.S. District Court Judge Richard Kyle acknowledged that in his order to transfer the case to New York. Kyle wrote, "The court strongly suspects the union filed in Minnesota because it's obtained favorable rulings from this court in the past." But Kyle decided on the move since the entire case is based in the Northeast. The decision is considered an early victory for the NFL, which upheld Brady's suspension earlier this week and then immediately filed papers in New York, presumably as a way to control the jurisdiction. Jeffrey Kessler, the lead attorney for Brady and the union, told the Associated Press, quote, "We're happy in any federal court." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Crude oil futures closed slightly lower today. Crude down 27 cents a barrel to end the session at $48.52 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.